talking about the great resignations, and we were chatting about that earlier. It is a real thing. There has been a massive change in the way that people are working around their daily lives and their personal life as well as work life. But what happens when an employee resigns and then decides, maybe I really shouldn't have done that? Abigail Butcher, associate at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. Thank you for having me.
So resignations are all the rage at the moment, aren't they? We've got this great resignation happening all around the world. South Africans are trying to keep up with that. I don't think we're doing so well, thankfully. We're not seeing those numbers as high here yet. But either way, what happens if an employee changes their mind?
So I think before we get into, you know, what we call withdrawal of resignation, just to contextualize resignation in employment law. So resignation is a voluntary act which effectively ends the employment relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So the employment relationship comes to an end on resignation, and in order for resignation to be effective, it needs to be communicated. So there's some debate as to the manner in which resignation needs to be given, and sometimes there are various requirements in the way that needs to be communicated. But the recent communication from the Labour Court is that provided it's communicated to a superior, that resignation then comes into effect immediately once communicated. So that means that the employment relationship ends. Obviously, after that, you have a notice period. But the nature of a voluntary resignation is that even if the employee doesn't serve the notice period, it still ends the employment relationship. So
right. We
then have a resignation, and then, as you said, someone says, oh, well, hang on a second, maybe I haven't done the right thing, or maybe circumstances have changed. So then they attempt to withdraw that resignation.
Mm.
So you are entitled to withdraw a resignation, but whether or not that withdrawal, if that comes into effect, is dependent on whether or not it's accepted by the employer. So because the act of resignation terminates the relationship, if you then try and withdraw that resignation, it has to be accepted by the employer. There's a recent judgment by the Labour Court, for instance, it's the Monareng Moshwaribona versus Dr. J.F. Moroka Municipality matter. And there's a really nice provision there which I think explains it quite nicely. Mm-hmm. It simply says that when you have a resignation, an employment contract can only be revised in the same way that it was brought about, through offer and acceptance. So when you withdraw that resignation, you're almost tendering an offer to say, please, I'd like to come back. And that has to be accepted by the employer. And if it's not, then that resignation is deemed final and the employment relationship has ended, and the various provisions in the contract of employment after resignation will then come into effect in relation to notice and those types of things.
So if somebody resigns, in order for that to come into effect, does the employer need to accept the resignation? Or is it a unilateral thing and therefore it's in place irrespective?
So it's in place irrespective. So this Labour Court that I've just referenced, this Labour Court judgment, they actually looked at that. I think one of the arguments advanced by one of the attorneys was that. It's that they referred to case law which said, look, the employer didn't do anything in relation to the resignation. But there's authority to the effect that the employers cannot, because it's a voluntary act, because resignation ends the employment relationship, there's no step for the employer to take. If you said, I'm resigning, you're resigning. It's a voluntary unilateral act, that there's no steps that the employer then needs to take to make that effective. Once you've communicated it as the employee, your resignation becomes effective. And then once you withdraw, that's when the onus then shifts to the employer to say, well, either I accept that or I reject that. But there's no onus or mandate on an employer to formally accept a resignation, provided there's proof that it's been communicated to a superior or someone within the company, that's authorized to accept. Which is why I said there's various requirements as well. You know, let's say, for example, you have to communicate resignation to a certain individual. But no, there's no onus on an employer to take any action in relation to that, because it's a voluntary unilateral act.
Right. And does the person to whom it's communicated have to be a senior within the direct chain of command, or can it be a senior elsewhere in an organization?
So this judgment also looks at that, and what's said by the judge in question, Moshoana, Judge Moshoana, is that it simply needs to be communicated to a superior. But obviously we can't support ridiculous notions, like, for example, if someone were to resign and they told someone in a completely different team with a completely different leadership structure, you know, that's obviously quite far-fetched. But if it's within your reporting structure, then yes. As long as it's communicated to a senior individual, or what they call here a superior, then the resignation comes into effect.
Right. So in other words, once a person has resigned to a senior in the organization, it is fully up to the employer to reinstate that relationship.
Yes. So interestingly, though, there was a distinction drawn between reinstatement and rehiring and reemployment. So the acceptance of a withdrawal of resignation is categorized as almost like a rehiring.
Mm.
So whatever statutory obligations would be in place, whatever the type of employment relationship, in the case of the municipality, for example, when you hire, there's various approvals that you need to get based on the checks and balances in place in hiring in municipalities, for example.
Mm.
So that then starts effectively a rehiring process, and all of the various requirements that a municipality would have to undergo in hiring an individual will have to undergo in accepting that withdrawal of that resignation and effectively rehiring. So it's not simply a reinstatement to a prior position. It's categorized as a rehiring almost, which is why it's requiring that offer and acceptance element, because we're not saying, well, you can just simply come back. We're saying, okay, we're now rehiring you. And all of those requirements in relation to that then kick in.
That is where we leave it. Abigail Butcher, associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, talking to us about an employee withdrawing a resignation. Karen.